Good afternoon, Rangel. It's 4:48, and this is your COVID update for May 20th, 2020. And I'm Steve Prasanke, your mayor, and Lisa Von Bargen, city manager, is unfortunately unable to make it today. So I will be flying this one solo. First of all, to start out with, there are no known cases of COVID in Rangel, so always great news. And we really appreciate the efforts of the community to keep it that way. Good news from the governor came out yesterday and will come into full effect this Friday at 8 a.m. But the governor has lifted the last of the restrictions. We've gone through phase 3 and 4. So we are open for business. And what that means basically is that bars, restaurants can now be at full capacity. So previously they were capped originally at 25%, and then they went up to 50, and now they can be up to full capacity. And we've opened up larger gatherings can include non-household members. They are still encouraging everyone to maintain social distancing and to wear a mask, but you can increase your bubble or your sphere to include others that are not in your house household. They're looking at opening summer camps to allow kids to go back to summer camp, and allowing folks unrestricted travel for intrastate travel, so you can go over and visit other folks in other communities. And again, no restrictions at all, no quarantine required for just average everyday citizens. There is still some critical infrastructure restrictions in place, and I would imagine they'll be looking at those moving forward. Remember as well that even though we have all this additional freedom, we're really encouraging people to be as cautious as you can, and to remember to wash your hands, keep 6 feet, wear a mask. And if you're feeling unwell, stay home. Because if we wind up having an outbreak in any of the communities, then we have to kind of take a step back to phase 3 or phase 2. And we really don't want to do that. So some really good news coming down from the governor. And we're pleased that we're able to start to move forward with things. And hopefully we'll see some further restrictions being lifted as we move forward. And the data supports that. So in Rangel, one of the questions that I'm getting a lot these days is about the 4th of July, and are we having a 4th of July, and what are we going to do about the 4th of July? And I can tell you that at this point, there's been no discussions at the assembly level regarding the 4th of July, and it's not really the city's event. It's actually run by the Chamber of Commerce, and I did reach out to Stephanie Cook with the Chamber and had a discussion with her about where they were heading and what their thoughts were. And they're looking at things very carefully and very cautiously. And she's been looking at ways that if they were to continue on with the 4th this year, what that might look at like in terms of what things they might want to put in place to keep people safe and ensure that we don't have an outbreak of the virus. So I know the Chamber is actively working on it, and we'll look forward to hearing what the Chamber's plans are. Some communities are moving forward. I had the clerk do a survey of communities in Alaska. Some communities are moving forward with plans. Some communities are doing slight modifications and restrictions. For example, one community has decided not to do a parade just to try to avoid folks amassing, and other communities have decided not to do a 4th of July at all. And some communities are plowing forward and going to have full events that day. So still in the discussion stage, we still have some time to work through those plans. And I'll look forward to see what the Chamber decides to do. And then the city can have a discussion from there. One of the other discussions that we're going to be having tomorrow night, we're doing a workshop on small cruise ships. It's come to our attention last week that one of the American-based cruise ship companies that runs some smaller ships is looking at potentially coming to wrangle. And originally we thought it might be mid-June, but now it's they're proposing later in June, towards the end of June, having some ships call on wrangle. And we'll have to have a discussion about that. And I've opened up a persons to be heard for that workshop. So if you'd like to phone in and make a statement regarding that cruise ships returning, you're more than welcome to. I'm hopeful that we'll have more details at that meeting. I know that Carol has been in touch with the cruise ship and is trying to find out what their mitigation plan might look like. So we may have a better idea all that will look like. But I want the assembly to start to have a discussion about our comfort level and where we're at with small cruise ships returning, or any cruise ship for that matter. And we know that a lot of the large ones have postponed until well after July, and some have just outright canceled. So that's tomorrow night, and that will be layered into right after our COVID update with the city manager at 5:30. We'll have that update, and then we're moving into our budget discussions after that. So lots happening. We know that the local fish processor is getting ready to open up and start bringing folks into town, and they have their plans in place. And we've been in discussions with the plant manager to try and arrange for testing for the workers there. And Search has been very supportive, and we just got some information down to them the other day about how we can arrange to provide pre-season and during the season testing for the processor. So that's underway, well underway. We're taking things right now one day at a time. Your EOC, your Emergency Operations Center, is still meeting daily for the city. And we had our joint command meeting today with the hospital and Search, and we're able to work through a few more issues and getting prepared. But I'm starting to feel like we are we're very prepared if we have an issue, and I'm feeling better and better about that. We've had a lot of time to get the supplies we need and to get the things done that we need to do. There's a couple of areas of concern that I think we're going to be able to fix up with some of the CARES Act money that we're going to be getting to make sure that EMS is able to adequately respond, and maybe a little bit more PPE for our frontline workers. But overall, I think my confidence is very high that if we had an outbreak or some issues, we're going to be able to manage those. The last thing I'll mention is we've been working in conversations with trying to secure a bunkhouse for people that test positive for the virus, and they need to, but they don't have any symptoms. They're not going to be put into the hospital, but they need to do 2 weeks and be tested periodically during those 2 weeks while their body is going through the virus. It sounds like it's a 2 week run for the most part for most people. So we need a place where folks can go. We have one option with Search, that they have secured the Mount Edgecombe campus up in Sitka and the dormitories to house people who are positive but asymptomatic. And we could have utilized those facilities, but we're also working with Trident to try and secure one of the bunk houses and use our CARES Act money to basically set up a situation where if a fisherman from out of town comes to town, tests positive, they can't really leave. So where can they go? And we don't necessarily want them in the hotel in case they, they basically are contagious and somebody else catches it. So we're moving forward with that. And I spoke with Nick Omer over in Petersburg today, and I think we're going to be able to have that up and running hopefully in the next couple of weeks here. So things have progressed nicely, and we'll just keep chugging along. So just a reminder, Wrangell, stay safe. If we all keep in this fight together, we'll be able to keep the virus out of our community. And tune in tomorrow night at 5:30 for the city manager's COVID update with the assembly. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.